Welcome. You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the December 2024 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin by finishing The Shortwave Listener by Fred Waterer, Christmas on Shortwave Around the World. First, Round the World, British Empire Christmas broadcast by the BBC in 1928. Also in 1928, a Summer Christmas Listener Contest by 5CL in Adelaide, Australia. Inauguration on Christmas Day, 1931 of HCJB, Quito, Ecuador. First Royal Christmas Message by King George V in 1932. Special Christmas broadcast in 1944 by Radio Canada International for Canadian troops serving in Europe. Inauguration of Radio Lumiere in Haiti as 4VI on Christmas Day, 1958. There are more, but that should give you the idea. It's fun to be reminded of some of these events we may have heard of before, and some which we may not. December 29th. Events around the world on New Year's Day, similar to the events on Christmas Day special from the week before. Also note the new link for archived editions of Wavescan. podomatic.com/podcasts/Wavescan. WRMI will also air the annual Christmas special from German public broadcaster NDR on December 24th at 1800 to 2100 UTC on 15,770 kHz. Thanks to Jeff White for WRMI updates. Texas Radio Shortwave. December 7th, 2200 UTC, 3,955 kHz to Europe, music of Jimmy Dean. December 8th, 0200 UTC, 9,670 kHz to North America East. December 8th, 0400 UTC, 9,670 kHz to North America West. December 8th, 1300 UTC, 9,670 kHz to Europe. December 25th, 0200 UTC, frequency to be announced to North America East. Texas Christmas. December 25th, 1400 UTC, 9,670 kHz to Europe. December 25th, 1300 UTC, 9,670 kHz to Europe. Programs for Europe and beyond are transmitted on channel 292 in Rohrbach, Germany, 10 kilowatts with an omnidirectional antenna. Programs for North America and beyond are transmitted on channel 292, 10 kilowatts with a 10.5 dB gain beam antenna. Source, Texas Radio Shortwave. The major event is the 250 kilowatt broadcast of our 2024 Texas Christmas show from Wooferton, UK to North America on Christmas Day, UTC. We won't know the frequency until closer to the date, but we're told it'll probably be in the 25-meter band. The show will feature an uninterrupted, eclectic mix of Christmas music by Texas artists, followed by an MFSK 64 playlist. We'll begin the new year by relaying Radio Igloo, a Swedish pirate station we occasionally feature. They haven't been aired in North America for some time, so this is an opportunity for listeners to hear them and receive two different QSLs for correct reports. One from Radio Igloo and one from Texas Radio Shortwave. We will have more details about the broadcast soon. We'll publish our full 2025 schedule as soon as we finalize it with Channel 292. Please mention our monthly Mixcloud streams. Programs differ from those we air on Channel 292, and we offer QSLs for stream reports. Uncle Bill Tilford. From the Isle of Music, December 14th. This month, we will close out the year with a potpourri of different styles of Cuban music. Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, December 21st. This month, we will feature music from Greenland. Times and frequencies are 0400 to 0500 UTC, 9670 kHz, with beam aimed at the Americas. 1800 to 1900 UTC, 9670 kHz, with beam towards South Asia, but usable in Eastern Europe and parts of Eurasia. 2200 to 2300 UTC, 3955 and 6070 kHz, omnidirectional for Europe and beyond. All transmissions from Channel 292, Rohrbach, Germany. Canadian Content Radio. There will be two December programs for Canadian Content Radio. One will be a self-indulgent My Favorite Holiday Classics with several obscure Christmas and holiday-related themes. The second will focus on a year-end wrap-up with some of the best requests from 2025. Pop Shop Radio. I am in the process of putting together our Christmas and New Year's stuff. We'll be a part of the special programming put together by Radio Northern Europe International. Plus, I'll have a special on New Year's Eve. Christmas programming. December 25th, Channel 292, 1600 UTC, 3955 and 9670 kHz. December 28th, Channel 292, 2300 UTC, 3955 and 9670 kHz, repeat of December 25th. December 28th, Shortwave Gold, 1400 UTC, 6160 kHz, repeat of Channel 292 programming. December 29th, Shortwave Gold, 2000 UTC, 3975 kHz, repeat of Channel 292 programming. December 30th, WRMI, 0200 UTC, 5950 kHz, repeat of Channel 292 programming. New Year's programming. January 1st, Encompass UK, 250 kilowatts beam to North America, 0300 UTC, 6060 kHz. January 1st, Channel 292, 1700 UTC, 3955 and 9670 kHz. January 4th, Channel 292, 2300 UTC, 3955 and 9670 kHz, repeat of January 1st programming. January 4th, Shortwave Gold, 1400 UTC, 6160 kHz, repeat of Channel 292 programming. January 5th, Shortwave Gold, 2000 UTC, 3975 kHz, repeat of Channel 292 programming. January 6th, WRMI, 0200 UTC, 5950 kHz, repeat of Channel 292 programming. Speaking of Radio Northern Europe International, they inform us, we haven't confirmed times and dates, but around Christmas Day, we're planning a high-power 3 to 4 hour marathon, featuring many other shows as a mass collaboration. Rosanna, Radio Northern Europe International, RNEI.org. Both Pop Shop Radio and RNEI are on Twitter and pretty good about updating plans. The week between Christmas and New Year's is usually filled with retrospective programs, all recorded before the holidays. The year in review, the year in sports, the year in politics, and so on. Many of these can be quite entertaining as we look back at the year that is ending. We'll look at these and New Year programming next month. Have a safe and happy holiday. And now Radio 101 by Ken Reitz, KS4ZR. KS4ZR, numeral 1, at gmail.com. Vintage radios and old-time radio shows. Who doesn't admire the work that Rich Post, KB8TAD, contributes every month to these pages, as he has done for more than 10 years? Collected, they amount to hundreds of pages of information and how-to tutorials on the subject of radio restoration. Rich has spent decades actively scouring the hamfests and vintage radio shows, lugging home his prizes to be brought back to life, carefully annotated in his monthly installations. But what if you don't have time to do the scouring, or there aren't any decent vintage radio shows or hamfests where you live, or you don't have the know-how or ability or equipment to tackle the job of restoration yourself? Of course, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of vintage radios for sale on various auction and retail sites, offering radios in all manner of conditions. But what if you're looking for something a little more turnkey? Several months ago, regular TSM contributor and do-it-yourself restorer Mario Filippi, N2HUN, told me about a website that specializes in vintage radio restorations called The Radio Attic. Their website is radioattic.com/radios.htm. This is the website for those who want to buy finished restorations done by folks who know what they are doing. Like all good craftsmen, these restorers explain what has been done to each unit they restore and explain everything you need to know about the model, along with the price and estimated shipping charges. It's easy to while away a few hours looking at the photos and reading the descriptions of these vintage radios. On my last visit, I counted 55 separate restorers offering hundreds of different radios, from vintage crystal sets to transistor portables and everything in between. Tabletop radios, floor consoles, AM only, AM/FM only, AM shortwave sets in all manner of configurations and cabinets. These are active restorers and sellers. According to the website, this group of radio restorers has sold 530 radios so far in 2024. As of mid-November 2024, there have been 114,626 visitors to the homepage, slightly below the number who visited last year, but there are 6 weeks to go. When I visited the site, there were many German-made Telefunken, Korting, Grundig, and Galaxy sets in the $95 to $250 range. I saw a Telefunken Gavotte 8U from 1957 to 58, priced at $229, that had its bad tubes, bad capacitors, and power supply filters replaced, and featured an 8x6-inch woofer and two side tweeters, a built-in antenna, and provisions for external antennas. It covered AM/FM shortwave and had an MP3 phono jack on the back panel. It featured a beautiful wood cabinet and tuning eye. It was gorgeous in that special way those German sets look from that era. A substantial number of restored Zenith transoceanic portables from the 1960s and 70s were being sold by one vendor, with prices ranging from $195 to $485. This seller offers a one-year warranty and full refund if you are not satisfied with the radio when it arrives. This particular seller had sold 34 sets over the last 12 months, mostly Zenith portable transoceanics. These are not bargain basement specials, though you can find some good buys here. At the Radio Attic, prices tend to range from around $50 for some restored transistor radios to $3,000. For example, a Zenith 9S232 Walton wood-cased, tube-fired tombstone radio with shortwave was priced at $3,000. The seller says this particular model has had a complete professional restoration, including a brand new old stock 6E5 tuning iTube. Like several other sellers, this particular seller has added at no additional charge a mini jack installed with no damage to the integrity of the radio or cabinet damage that allows you to connect to an external device, including smartphone, iPod, or record player. This seller also makes available a low-battery, full FCC-compliant AM transmitter for an additional $100. These collector restorers know their business and know what their work is worth. While I haven't purchased any items from the website, and this is by no means an endorsement of the website, sellers, or owners, my intention here is to inform you of this site. Each of the 55 separate vendors are independent sellers using the Radio Attic website to sell their projects. Interested parties contact the seller directly via the email address or website or phone number if listed to transact business. This may be a good place to buy a Christmas or birthday present for someone in your family who really appreciates these old sets. Also of interest is the Radio Attic's price guide, which is not actually a price guide but a data set based on the sale of over 19,000 radios sold through the site over the last 19 years. You can see a thumbnail image of every radio sold each year, and by clicking on the image, find out what it was and what it sold for at that time. So it's possible to get a ballpark idea of what a particular radio, in a particular condition, sold for at a particular time. Plus, you get a chance to see radios that you may not have ever seen before, and that's always fun. It's like the world's biggest radio museum and store, and you don't have to leave your home to enjoy it, and it's open 24/7. The inventory is constantly changing. When I visited the site in mid-November, 45 new radios were added to the attic. When you think of electronic technology today, most products over 15 years old are practically useless, but not radios yet. Thanks to the enduring nature of analog radio broadcasting, AM radio hasn't changed in over 100 years. As long as the FCC and the National Association of Broadcasters continue to promote analog broadcasting, these old vintage radios can play for decades more. And at the rate that the FCC moves and the intransigence of the NAB, I don't look for much change in my lifetime. On the flip side, if you're a bargain hunter with the ability to fix things but aren't close to any decent ham fests or vintage radio shows, you can try your luck at shopgoodwill.com. Imagine all of the junk that lies in the attics and closets in the U.S. It amounts to mountains of stuff. Sorting through all that junk is an impossible task, but that's done for you at this website. Just type radio in the search window, and dozens of pages of various radio-related devices in every conceivable condition are offered. 1,092 entries were found on the day this is written alone. I found a vintage Blaupunkt shortwave set priced at $32. Six individuals have bid on the radio with 9 hours to go. In order to bid, you have to set up an account and payment method. Whoever offers the highest price when the time is up gets the product and pays an additional shipping and handling fee. The winner of the auction is notified by email when the auction is over, and your item is shipped within a few days. Failure to complete the purchase may result in termination of bidding privileges. Radios found here are usually in rough shape. In each instance, there are photos of the radio from various angles and close-ups. A description on the Blaupunkt reads, "Heavily used, there is a tear on power cable, some stains, dust and scratches seen on body, untested. It's strictly buyer beware. But in the right hands, this might make a great daily player." If you ever wondered what happened to all the Bose Wave radios, they're all at shopgoodwill.com. I'm looking at one right now that has a CD player built in for $14. Two bidders are looking at this radio, and there are 7 more hours before the bidding is over. There is no description, and the photos don't show any major damage. These radios are fairly heavy, so you might pay more for the shipping and handling, which is a consideration. There is also a Radio Shack DX399 AM/FM shortwave portable, priced at $15 with no bids and 9 hours to go. The description reads, "Item appears to power on or have operable mechanisms in brief testing. This is a used, donated item that has not been cleaned, serviced, or tested for functionality." The shipping and handling on this radio is estimated to be $17. So at $32, is this untested old Radio Shack portable a good deal? Many savvy radio collectors peruse these pages regularly. Whenever something really interesting comes up, such as a Hallicrafters or other vintage ham gear, the bidding gets furious and often out of control. Many collectors snap up the aforementioned Bose radios, which typically have nothing wrong with them, and clean them for resale later on their eBay site, where they typically go for $100 without a remote, up to $300 with a CD player and remote. You can even buy extra Bose Wave radio remotes on eBay for about $15. On shopgoodwill.com, you'll find dozens of old and poorly used CB sets, typically selling for under $10. Many look as if they have been lying at the bottom of a dumpster for decades. I saw a new-in-the-box Radiodity DB25G GMRS 25-watt car mobile priced at $71 with 2 days to go on the bidding and 10 bids already in. On the retail market, these sell for $120, so consider what you'll have to pay for shipping and handling as to whether or not this is a bargain. According to the online shipping estimator, I would have to pay an additional $19 if I won the bid at $71, assuming it didn't go up in the next 2 days, a savings of $30 over buying it new from a retailer with a warranty. I saw a collection of what looks like a dozen or more Sirius XM satellite radio receivers and accessories. No bids yet, and priced at $15 for the lot. One thing to remember is that Sirius XM satellite receivers require a subscription to receive anything other than the Channel 1 Barker channel. Still, there are periods, particularly during the holidays, when all Sirius XM receivers are in free-to-air mode for a week or so. It's a great way to allow potential customers to experience this sort of radio without the fee. If you like what you hear, you can call the 800 number to subscribe. Also, there were a few Logitech Squeezebox and other brands of defunct Wi-Fi radios listed. The servers for these radios are no longer supported and won't function as Wi-Fi radios, but could be used as powered speakers for other radios, portable CD players, or computers. There was a Zenith Transoceanic Wave Magnet Portable listed at $22 with 3 bids and 3 days left. I would expect the price to escalate rapidly on this old-time favorite. I found a Heathkit FM4 tube receiver for $4.98 with 1 bidder and 4.5 days to go. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.